Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28, which show North Korea may now have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he has increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, the intelligence community, and other government entities.
This nation must end this culture of leaks. We will investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice. We will not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out our country.
Sessions says he and President Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. He says they undermine the ability of the government to protect the country. United Nations is confirming it has received notification from the United States about its intention to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement unless it identifies suitable terms for re-engagement. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement he welcomes any effort to engage in the Paris Agreement by the U.S. The United States Department of State says that it will continue to participate in international climate change negotiations during the withdrawal process, which is expected to take 3 years. This is VOA News. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, held their opening session today. That was in Manila, the Philippines, part of the annual ministerial meeting. Alan Catano is the Philippine Foreign Affairs Secretary.
The time is now. In the next few days, let us seize this opportunity to transform shared aspirations and values instituted by our founding fathers, no less their dreams and their visions, into concrete actions and tangible outcomes that will propel our community to the brighter future our people truly deserve.
The conference will expand on Sunday when the ASEAN ministers hold separate meetings with their individual counterparts from dialogue nations, including U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Rwandans have overwhelmingly voted to extend Paul Kagame's 17 years in power. He's claiming almost 99% of the vote. We get more now from Reuters' Joel Lovey.
A crushing victory for the man labeled Rwanda's forever president. Paul Kagame claiming a third term in office, extending his 17 years in power. Election officials say it was virtually a no contest. Kagame sweeping the ballot with an astonishing 98% of votes. If anything, this election has long been touted as a mere formality for the incumbent. His leadership viewed by many as the success story that shook off Rwanda's brutal past. 800,000 people killed in ethnic bloodshed 2 decades ago before then-rebel Kagame brought stability. Rwanda is now also one of the fastest-moving economies in Africa. But critics accuse Kagame of abusing civil liberties and the media and of brutally suppressing opponents. Frank Habineza, leader of the only registered opposition party, described the election as a good step forward for democracy. But with barely 1% of the vote going his way, it's clear a nation bearing so many horrible scars feels safer with the status quo.
Reuters' Joel Abbey reporting. Venezuela's new legislative superbody set to convene again today. Controversial Constituent Assembly, inaugurated Friday, is expected to rewrite the Constitution and give new powers to the ruling Socialist Party. Installation of the all-powerful Constitutional Assembly could intensify a political crisis there that's brought about 4 months of protest against the government, left 120 people dead and hundreds jailed. A businessman who made a dubious name for himself by increasing the price of a life-saving drug by more than 5,000% has been convicted of securities fraud. Martin Scarelli has been guilty on 2 counts of security fraud and a single count of conspiracy. He was acquitted on 5 other charges. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.